which is enough, im also milmala mitechagni. As long as you put this mechitza, even though it's only on top of the will, it does not reach the bottom of the will, you have to come on to good achah to say the mechitza goes down, still it's kosher. Beisilah says no milmata. Beisilah holds no, it has to dafka reach the bottom of the will. In other words, Beisilah holds even by water, we're not makel to say mechitza tluyas hol. Not enough the mechitza is inside the well, it has to go all the way down to the bottom of the water. Or at least touch the water. Omri Abu the Buddha says, Loitehe mechitza gedele mena kaisel shebeneim. He says no. So mechitza can't be better off than the kaisel in between them. What does he mean to say? The Chur means to say that a mechitza for sure helps. Rashi says, mena kaisel shebeneim. That means, oisa hanases lechutz. Deina chatzeris, utluya pnei piyabor. Now, we have two chatzerim here. Now, they made a mechitza to divide the two chatzerim. So the mechitza pushed on the ground was very good. The mechitza started on the ground and went and divided the two chatzerim like here. You have a mechitza, mom is going along. The question was, there was a well in between. So how do you make a mechitza? You elevated the mechitza and it goes straight across the well, then comes down again and again divides the two chatzerim. So there's a complete wall between this chaser and the other chaser. You have a good wall going, and when it comes upon the well, you lift the wall up on top of the well. See, oh, that mechitza, just like this mechitza helps to divide the two chaserim. This chaser is one rishus, the other chaser is the other rishus. He holds also the mechitza, even though it's completely on top of the bar, it's also matter. That we say good achis, the mechitza goes straight down, and this side of the bar belongs, the water belongs to this chatzar, and the other side of the bar belongs to the other chatzar. He sees Mekel. If you don't know, you say good achis, even though the wall is above, still you can say it comes down. It doesn't even have to be inside the bar. So Rashi says, now the question name, Oysa nasis lechutz, bein hachatzeres utluya pnei piyabor, v'yabba bishle nasis bishvul amayin, even though it wasn't made to go inside the well. Because sovar, if you don't, Mechitza tluya materis bechatzeris. Afilu kol tutul. He lechur holds like Rabbi Yosi in our Mishnah. That a mechitza tluya does help. Even though the mechitza is hanging in the air, it doesn't come down to the ground. But as long as you have a mechitza 10 tefachim high, even though it's hanging in the air, the lechur of Yud holds like our Mishnah, Rabbi Yosi Shittam. That we say good achis. The mechitza could come down. Even though a kid could walk underneath it, there's no concern. That's the Gemara says, like Amar Rav, Amar Alchana, Amar Rav Yechanan, we have Yehuda, Beshita, Sab Yaisi, Amra. We have Yehuda, goes like our Mishra, Yaisi Shita. The Oma, Mechitza, Tluya, Materis. That he holds the Mechitza, Tluya, is Materis. All right, we'll go over this again tomorrow. Let's test tomorrow. Yehuda, Tez Zayin, Amad Beis. Again, we had a machlokes in our Mishnah that Rabbi Yosi says that a mechitza tluy is materis. That means the mechitza is tent for him, but it's hanging in the air. It doesn't reach the ground. So even by his sukkah, he holds also it's kosher. Even though the bottom three tfachim is off the ground, he holds it's kosher. The same way we say, lush, like good achas, good achas, the mechitza goes up, we also say good achas, the mechitza comes down. The Tanakam and the Mishnah said not like that. He said, up we say, but coming down, since the bottom three tefachim is open, since a gedi, a kid, could walk through it, that's the theory. You can't say the mechitza comes down. It's not dividing the two rishriyas, since you can walk through it. Rabbi Yosi said, no, even by a mechitza tluya, still we say it comes down. So Gemara said now that, Omar, the third line, Omar Rabba Bavachon, Omar Rabbi Yechanon, we have Yehuda is the shitas Rabbi Yosi Yomra. We have Yehuda lechura here. That he says even by a bor, that you want to divide the bors in between two chatzerim, and you want to be able to carry on Shabbos, each chatzer, so they have to make a mechitza to divide the bor in half, to say one half belongs to our side, the other half belongs to your side. If you just said even if the mechitza is totally on top of the bor, still it's called a good mechitza. Now even though the mechitza over the bor is just hanging, it's not going down in the bor, the mechitza is on top of the bor, you have a mechitza coming up 10 tefachim. But down inside the bor, there's nothing. There's no mechitza. So why do we say this mechitza helps to divide the bor? Because we say, good achis, the mechitza goes straight down. So the Chur, the Gemara is saying now, Amar Rav Avachon, Amar Rav Yechanan, we have Yehuda, Beshitas Rav Yosi Yomra. That Rav Yehuda goes according to Rav Yosi Shita in our Mishnah. The Omer that holds, mechitza tluya materis. That a mechitza, even though it's hanging in the air, as long as it itself is 10 tefachim high, it comes all the way down. That's what Rav Yosi says now, Mishnah by Yisukah, that if you start weaving your walls upwards, downwards, and you have 10 tefachim, even though it doesn't come near the ground, still you say good achitz kosher. So that's a Yehudi Shita also. By this bore, this ditch, the well of water in between two chatzim, if you have a mechitza going on top of it, even though it's not inside the bore, that mechitza also helps to divide the bore in two. We look as if the mechitza goes straight down the well and divides the water in half. So this chatzim has this side of the water, the other chatzim the other side. So Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi both hold the same Shita. Tomorrow says, no, I tell you, v'lohi, it's not true. Loi Rabbi Yehuda, sovulak Rabbi Yossi. We have Yehuda that says the din by a bor, by Erev Chatzeris, does not hold like Rabbi Yossi. For lo Rabbi Yossi, sov like Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yossi, it says now Mishnah, says that by a sukkah, Yisrael Mechitza Tzluya helps. That even though the Mechitza is off the ground 3 tefachim, as long as it's high 10 tefachim in itself, we say the Mechitza comes down, does not hold like Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, both of them have their own Shita. They argue one on the other. Why? I tell you, Lo Rabbi Yehuda, sov like Rabbi Yossi. We have Yehuda that says by this bor, by Ruvi Chatzeris, that you say an Erev Mechitza Tluya helps, does not agree with Rabbi Yossi. Why? Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Yehuda Hosam. When did Rabbi Yehuda say, if you have this Mechitza on top of the well, that we look as if the Mechitza goes straight down in the well and divides it in half, Ela be Ruvi Chatzeris, the Rabbonin, when it's only a question in the Nisa the Rabbonin. In other words, there, the Chatzerim really are all Rishus HaYochids. It's no Rishus HaRabim there. So Midiraisi, you're allowed to carry from this well, fetch up the water, and take it into your chotzer. There's only an issue Midirabonin. Midirabonin, they say, when you have 2 chatzerim opened up, one to the, or this bor, that like each half of the bor belongs to this chotzer, the other chotzer, you're not allowed to carry from one chotzer to another chotzer without an Eruv HaChatzeris. That's only an issue Midirabonin. Because Midiraisi, they're all one Rishus HaYochid. Midirabonin, it has a din like Rishus Rabim, you can't carry from one Rishus to another Rishus. But I call upon him, it's only Yosim and the Rabbonin. So to take away Nisa the Rabbonin, their Rabbi Yehuda is makel to say, a Mechitza Tluya helps. Even though the Mechitza is hanging on top of the bor, still we look as if the Mechitza goes straight down. Avol Hocha, but now Mishnah, Sukkah the Raisa. You want to make a Sukkah to Mekayim the Mitzvah the Raisa of a Sukkah. You have to have 3 walls mid the Raisa. See, if your walls are up off the ground, 3 tefachim, Havad Rav Yehuda would not hold like Rav Yossi in our Mishnah. He would say, if you derive to take halacha of a sukkah, it's not called a good wall. Therefore, the wall has to go down within 3 tefachim of the ground. If it's higher up than 3 tefachim off the ground, we have Yehuda would hold like the Tanakam of our Mishnah. But Mechitza Tzluya is no good. We don't say good achis, since the Gedi and Boikah of a kid could walk underneath the Mechitza. V'loi Rav Yossi, sovelok Rav Yehuda. I tell you, the Tana of our Mishnah, Rav Yossi, he also does not agree with Rav Yehuda's halacha. Why? Ad kan lo kam Rav Yossi, up until now Rav Yossi only said his halacha in our Mishnah, hocha ela besukkah de mitzvah saseh. It's only the gate to making a sukkah. A sukkah is a mitzvah saseh. The Torah says, eat inside a sukkah. So if you don't do it, you mavatla mitzvah saseh. But that's all. There's no chiv misa involved. It's only the gate to mitzvah saseh. So by mitzvah saseh, there Rav Yossi holds that a mechitza is 10 tefachim, even though it's higher off the ground, gimel tefachim, so what? I'll still say good achis, I look as if the mechitza comes down, it's called a good mechitza. Abul Shabbos, Ma'ashenkin in Rabbi Yehuda's case, the case of a Shabbos, where you want to be able to carry from one chotzer to another chotzer, the Yisus Gila, that there, the halachas of Shabbos, there's almost, sometimes you're over in Yisus Gila. Like by Shabbos, if you would carry out from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid, or you carry Dal Damas in with Shisra Rabbim, it's possible to have a Chiv Skila. When you do an Issue of the Rites of Shabbos, there's a Chiv Skila involved. Then Loi. I say, then Rabbi Yossi holds, even in the Issue of the Rabbonins of Shabbos, it's called more strong, it's more Chomer. And since by Shabbos, if you're over an Issue of the Rites of the Chiv Skila, so there, even in the Rabbonin, because the Rabbonin Talocha, like here, carrying from one Chotzer to another Chotzer is only Yossim of the Rabbonin. But still, since Shabbos has an Issa Skila to it, we have Yais to withhold, I don't say good achis by Mechitzis Nogayet to Shabbos, even though it's only the Rabbonik of Shabbos. But since it's Aloch in Shabbos, and Shabbos is so Chomer, there you have to have your Mechitzis reaching the ground itself. So if you have this bor in between two chaserim, and you want to be able to carry the water, it's not enough to have the Mechitzis on top of the bor, because Nogayet to the Issa Shabbos, I don't say good achis. It has to come down on the bottom of the bor, so then I don't need good achis. Then the mechitza itself comes within gimel tefachim of the bottom, then it's a kosher mechitza. But when mechitza tzluya, it could be Rav Yossi argues on Rav Yehuda. Even though Rav Yossi in our Mishnah says by deraisa dikalocha sukkah, you do say mechitza tzluya helps? That's because the mitzvah says, in mitzvah sukkah is only mitzvah saseh. There's no chiyuv skill involved. But Shabbos, it's possible to be over Nisa Skila, so even in the Rabbonins are also more common. So the more of the Yim time, you can ask the question, Maiser Shenase v'Tzipori. There's a story of once happened in Tzipori, Al Piminase, according to that it happened. And the Kasha was that Rabbi Yaisi, he was the Moradas, he was the Rosh Hashiva there. So we're soon going to see that the Maiser was Mechitza Tzluya, even against Hilcha Shabbos. So if you're telling me now that our Rabbi Yosef in our Mishnah only says it by Sukkah and not by Hilchah Shabbos, so who was Mata this Mice in Tzipori? Tzipori was the Mokum of Rabbi Yosef. Rashi says, Al Piminase, Vala Rabbi Yosef Rosh Shel Yeshivas Tzipori. Rabbi Yosef was a Rosh there. Hebbet Raminabas and Hedrim. Tzedek, Tirdof, Holachacha Bezdin Yofem, Ach Rabbi Yosef Vidle Tzipori. So Mash Rabbi Yosef was the Moradasra of Tzipori. So the story happened there, that they let somebody use the Mechitza Tluya, it has to be that Rabbi Yossi is Matar even on Shabbos. And you want to tell me now Rabbi Yossi only says it by Sukkah, not by Shabbos? So Gemara says, Lo Yalpi Rabbi Yossi, El Alpi Rabbi Yishmoel Rabbi Yossi. Enochlam, it didn't happen when Rabbi Yossi was alive. It happened after he was Nifter, when his son took over. And his son could be was Matar even by Hilchah Shabbos, his son was Matar, Mechitza Tluya helps. Rashi says, Lo Yalpi Rabbi Yossi Naaseh Shekhfa Nifter. He already was Nifter. That happened Alpi his son. What was the Gemara now? My Maisa, what was the story? What happened? The Chiyosi Rav Dimi Omer. Rav Dimi came, he said, that Pamachas once happened, Shokhachoy Vlo Heviyo Sefer Torah Miyar Shabbos. They forgot to bring the Sefer Torah to Shul before Shabbos. The meaning then was, they used to leave the Sefer Torah in one of the houses, and the Shul was in the Chotzer, so they used to carry the Sefer Torah into the Chotzer before Shabbos. Once they forgot to bring the Sefer Torah before Shabbos. Is the Mocher came on Shabbos, so Shal HaYigurus here. Rashi has the gist like we have it. Pirsu Sadina Magavi Hamudim. The Mamas were purus. They put the sheets, and they put it on top of the mudim of Papa stands, and they made like a mechitza there. So they made a mechitza from the shul onto where the house where the Sefer Torah was, as if to say there's no other Rishus that could use it. So you don't need an Eruv HaChetzeris. You only need an Eruv HaChetzeris when you have like two or three houses opening up into the same chotzer. So since a few people could use the same chotzer, we say the chotzer is like a Rishus Rabin, and the house is like a Rishus Yochid, you can't carry from your house into the chotzer. But it's only if you have a few houses opening up into the chotzer. So here what they did was, they made like a mechitza on Shabbos to divide the shul and the house with a safer terror as if nobody else could use this Rishus. So it's like stam one Rishus Yochid, the house, this alleyway, like where they made the mechitzas, into the shul, so they were able to carry the Sefer Torah on Shabbos. The Avil Sefer Torah, the Koraboy, and they laid the Torah on Shabbos. Now the Gemara asked the question, Pirsul Sakadaitach, are you allowed to put up these sheets Metchilo on Shabbos? Is Mehechen Havium B'Shabbos? So Shana Hayigur is here. Pirsul Sakadaitach, how could you say what? That they put it up on Shabbos? The kasher is mehechin aviyim b'shabbos. How do they carry it there? That's the way Rashi learns. Rashi shita is to make a mechitza on Shabbos and mechitza arai is mutter. So even though here you want to make like two walls to be marked to say the middle is a private Rishus HaYochid and you're allowed to carry the Sefer Torah from one house through this Rishus HaYochid to the shul, Rashi shita is you're allowed to make a mechitza arai on Shabbos. So the Gemara doesn't ask the question, how are you allowed to make the mechitza? The Gemara asks the question, how were they allowed to carry the sheets there? The Chur, you're carrying the sheets, it's an Issa Midra Bonin. You're carrying it through a Chotzer, Shein HaMarevis, it should be us to carry it. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. Is Mehechen Hevi'im B'Shabbos? How do they bring it there on Shabbos? You can't carry it on Shabbos. Elo, the Teretz is, Motzo Sadinem Perusin Agabi Amudim. They found the sheets were spread on top of these pillows before Shabbos. So the mechitzas like were there. The Avil Sefer Torah, because of these mechitzas, they used them and they carried the Sefer Torah of a Koraboy. And vice versa, the Maisa was they knew that these mechitzas did not reach the ground. It was a sheet on a pole that stretched out, and the sheet taka was 10 tefachim high, but it didn't reach the ground. And it was more than gimel tefachim off the ground. And still they were matter to use these mechitzas to say, you're allowed to carry the Sefer Torah from the house to the shul. So this was the Maisa that happened there. So Teretz was, it's not Rabbi Yossi that was Matarit. It was after he was Nifter, his son was Matarit. So it's not sure what we want to say. We want to say that even though Rabbi Yossi and our Mishnah says by a Sukkah, you're allowed to use the Mechitza that's 3 tefachim off the ground, but only by Sukkah, not by Hilcha Shabbos that has Shaychas or Issa Skila. See if they will make all, because it wasn't Rabbi Yossi, it was his son. That's Rashi Shita though. That you are allowed to make a Mechitza on Shabbos, It's only a question here. You're not allowed to carry it. Tosis learns not like the Tosis asks, what's the Gemara's kasha? How could he carry the sheets there? A kasha of a meister, wear it, like wrap it around you. Let the sheet be like a coat. So you carry the sheet from your house, you wrap it around you like a coat, to the mukim where the poles are, and put up the poles on Shabbos. So Tosis sheet is, Rabbi Natan sheet is, that even on the side, you're not allowed, is nissa to make a mechitza mid rabbonin. You're not allowed to make a mechitza aray on Shabbos, it's also mid rabbonin. So that was the Gemara's question here. Not how can you carry the sheets there, but even if you could carry the sheets there by wearing them, but the question was, how could you put up the sheet on the poles? You're making a mechitza. Even though it's a mechitza, it's aray. Mid rabbonin though, it's not a, it's only a temporary mechitza, you're not going to leave it there permanently, it's only an aray, temporary, still it's also mid rabbonin. And twice a sheet there is, see, Rashi doesn't like that because a lot of Gemaras and Shas that's mashmi you are allowed to make mechitzas on Shabbos. So Lalocha, Tais makes a chiluk. Tais says, if the mechitzas be matir halacha, like Lamashal here, you needed to make a Yerushusa Yachid out of it, or else you want to make a mechitza to make a sukkah on Shabbos, that's awesome in the Rabbonin. Since the mechitzas making halacha, be matir you to carry, be matir something, you're not allowed to make the mechitza on Shabbos. But let's say the mechitzas only tznias bialmum. Not that you want to make it for a purpose to be matir Rishus Yochid. Stam, you want to put up in your backyard a mechitza there so nobody could look in. Stam, to have privacy. That you're allowed to do on Shabbos. That is no issa. Since it's only a mechitza aray, you're allowed to put up a mechitza on Shabbos. This nageyam all in shul. If they forget to put up a curtain, the mechitza between the men and the ladies in shul. So the locha, they bring down smut to do it. Because it's called a mechitza l'tznias bialmum. It's not really matir or anything. Doesn't make a new rishus. That's also called on l'tznias. So to put up like a folding mechitza in a shul on Shabbos would be mutter. Basheken, if with the mechitzas be matir alach, it's making a rishus yachid or making a sukkah, that's this gemara here that Tais learns, the gemara's kash was, you're not allowed to make a mechitza on Shabbos. Because you want to be matir to make it a rishus yachid here to carry the sefer Torah through it. And the gemara's teretz is, we're not making it now on Shabbos. We found the mechitzas there from before Shabbos. We're just saying, you're allowed to use these mechitzas to carry through it on Shabbos. Omar Rav Chizda, Omar Rav Imi. Machtzolis arbo umashu. If you have a mat, machtzola, that's four and a mashu tvochim. That's how long it is. Materes besukkah, mishum doifin. Sometimes you could use this mat to be a wall for the sukkah. A sukkah has to at least be 10 tvochim tall. So how could you make it only four and a mashu, four and a little bit more tvochim? Hechidom, hechiyom, how do you make it? Teretz is tolilei biyemsa. There is, let it hang on poles, that it's mamash hanging in the middle. In other words, you have a nice small sukkah that the tzchach is exactly 10 tfachim above the ground. It's 10 tfachim off the ground. Now you have to make a mechitza exactly 10 tfachim high. And now you do it. Hang this mat right smack in the middle. So since it's four and a little bit more, it comes in a drop within 3 tfachim off the ground. So you could say, lovud, from here to the ground. So now you have like 7. And then it comes up a little bit, there's also like less than 3 tefachim between the schach and the top of the mat. So you say lover on top also, so it's also attached. So this 4 and a little bit more tefachim extends to be 10 tefachim tall. So that's how you can use this for wool. So the more again, how do you do this? Tolilei biyemsa, hang it on poles in the middle between the schach and the floor. So it comes down, it is pachas mishlei shlamata, it's a little bit less than 3 tefachim away from the ground. So you say love it, it becomes attached, as if now the mechitza is 7 tvachim. Upokas mishloish lamalo. It's also a drop less than 3 tvachim away from the tzchach. And the klal is, v'chol pokas mishloisha klavidomi. Any time by mechitzas that they're less than 3 tvachim away, there's a din love it. It's like attached, it's like extension. We look as if this mat now is extended upwards and extended downwards. So you have from this 4 and a little bit more mat, it comes out to be 10 tvachim. So that's how you could have a mola doif in a wall with only 4 and a little bit more tefachim. So the Gemara Pshita, like what's Shechidish? We know the loch is all over Shas. We say lovud. Anything that's within 3 tefachim, you say it's considered like attached. So Gemara says, no. Ma, the time I would have thought. Chad lovud arinen. One time we say lovud, upwards or downwards. Or betray lovud le arinen. Here you want to say both upwards and downwards. Maybe so much you don't say. Kamashvelon, that's the chiddush here. No, even if you have to say lovud upwards and downwards, you have the right to say it. Like here, even for the Yeraisa, even to make a kosher sukkah, you're allowed to make the walls by having lovud upwards and having lovud downwards. For the Gemara Meis, we have a kash on you. Another Yeraisa says, Machzele shivo maashu materas basukkah.
mishum doifen. If you have a mat, it's the smallest size mat you could have to make a wall of a sukkah, has to at least be 7 tefachim long, and a mashumor. So what's the theory? Before you want to tell me 4 and a little bit is good. And here it's mashmi with dafka after 7. So it's mashmi only say love it on one side, not on two sides. Tomorrow says no. Kitanya he, when does this brisa say that you have to have 7 and a little bit more? The sukkah gedola. We're talking about it's a very high sukkah. The sukkah gedola is very high. So since it's high, you can't just put this mat in between, like the top and the bottom. Because you put it in between, there's more than 3 tefachim from the top of this mat to the tzchach. The tzchach is made, let's say, a 10 amos tall. So besides this mat, you can't put it in between. So the only way you can be matter with this mat, it has to be within 3 tefachim off the ground. So then you say lovud. So then it's considered like you have a mechitza of 10 tefachim. Once you have a mechitza of 10 tefachim, then we say gudachis, the mechitza goes up. So in a case where the tzchach is higher than 10 tefachim, the tzchach is 10 amos tall, then you can only be matter it if you have this mat that's at least 7 tefachim and a little bit more. So you put it within 3 tefachim off the ground, so you have now the 3 tefachim lovud, and the 7 tefachim of the mat is 10 tefachim, it's called the mechitza, then it could shoot up. Rashi b'sukkah gedola, ha'gvoya harbe, it's very tall, it's very high, the tzchach. Shein yochel leimavu shnei levudim, you can't say love it upwards and downwards, because it's too far, it's too high above. Hilkach boye machzel l'shiva mashu. Therefore, this one mat has to at least be 7 in the mashu. U'mamido v'epokas mishloich ha'somach l'tzchach. And you put it within 3 tzvachim, or there's another chiddush here. Not that you put it on the ground, but you put it within 3 tzvachim from the tzchach, from the top. If you put it within 3 tefachim from the tzchach, so you say love it to the tzchach, so you have 3 tefachim there, and there's 7 tefachim of the machzelus, so you have 10 tefachim now. That's the chiddush here. And the chiddush is bright, seriously, hold like Rav Yosi shita, that a mechitza tluya helps by a sukkah. The Gemara says, well, my kamashmalon, what's the chiddush here? The mishalslan, you're allowed to make the mechitzas starting upwards, coming downwards. The Mishalslan Dafanois, we start to weave the walls, Milamala, start upwards right next to the Tzach, Lamata coming down. So as long as you came down, you Tvachim, even though you're way off the ground, still you say good achas by Mechitzis. And Krav Yesi, but this Brysa goes according to Krav Yesi. Because otherwise there's no Chiddush in this Brysa. It's time to tell me you take this 7 Tvachim and put it near the ground that you say love it on the bottom, and it comes up like Shitavitz Mutter. Why not? How about you say love it one way? So the chiddush is, no, we're saying love it on top near the tzchach. So the chiddush is that you have to say good ach is downwards. So the chiddush goes across Rabbi Yosi, that a mechitza tluya helps by sukkah. Omer Rabbi Yamir, Rabbi says like this, paras avo, if you have a piece of wood that's 4 tefachim or mashu wide, you should know mati v'sukkah mishim doifin. You could use it for a sukkah, for a doifin in the sukkah. Omukim lo, v'epochus mishloisha tefachim, somach l'doifin. Because now we're not talking about the height. We're talking about the length of the sukkah. You want to use it for the length of the sukkah. So if you use this for the length of the wall, even though your board is only 4 and a mashu, sechura 4 and a mashu is not long enough for a sukkah. You have to have at least 7 tefachim for the length of the sukkah. The Torah says, take this board that's 4 a mashu and put it 3 tefachim away from the next board. The chopachas mishleisha samach l'doifin k'lovid dami. So therefore it's called attached to the wall, so it's extended another 3 tefachim. Now you have a mechitza of 7 tefachim, that's a kashra sukkah. My kamashmalon, what's the chiddush then of this brisim? Ho kamashmalon, that shia mashach sukkah, what's the smallest amount, the length of a sukkah you have to have, is katana shiva. A smaller sukkah you can have has to at least be 7 tefachim long. Therefore, if you have your mechitza, that's only 4 tefachim, as you already have one wall here, and you have your next mechitza, 4 tefachim, if you put it within 3 tefachim for the first wall, I say, love it, it's attached. So now this mechitza is like 7 tefachim, so you have now 2 good walls. Now, on the third wall, you'll have to have another tefach coming out like we had before. Now, according to make the first 2 walls, you can make it one wall is really 7 tefachim long, and the next wall is only 4 tefachim in a mashu. Just you put that 4 tefachim in a mashu, less than 3 tefachim away from the first wall, it gets attached with lovid. It's considered like you have 7 tefachim of a kaisel, a mechitza for a sukkah. And that's the chiddush, that's the size of a sukkah. This is always madugo, we spoke about in Rashi. Even though two places Rashi says nid shiva or mashu, you need seven and a little bit more is the length of the sukkah. We spoke out, Rashi only said that in certain cases where you needed to put the mechitza on top. But normal cases like here, smash meshiva. The Gemara says, meshach sukkah tana, what's the length of a small sukkah? Shiva. Doesn't say shiva or mashu. Sam says shiva. Seven tfachim, that's enough, the length of a sukkah. Let's Mishnah Maitan. Here, chilek es ha-sichoch min atfanis. You're making, you have your walls already.